Getting an education betters the chances that people who are released from prison don't end up back inside. For the last 2 years, NPR's Alyssa Nadworny has been reporting on several men working on their bachelor's degrees while incarcerated. It's an opportunity many more people will have starting next year when the federal government opens up Pell Grants to people in federal and state prisons. Yesterday, we met student Daniel Duran. Today, Alyssa picks up where Daniel has been released and now has to work on finishing his degree as a free man.
Hey, Pruitt, they can come in now.
Most of Daniel Duran's college experience started inside a medium security prison in Norco, California.
Presentations will start promptly at 1:45.
But an early release means he now has to finish his college classes on the outside. And going from nearly 5 years in a cell to strolling around a liberal arts campus.
It's a lot bigger than that. It's going to be a lot of walking.
That's a lot for anyone. But Daniel, he's an especially nervous guy. New things, uncertainty, they unsettle him. It's a holdover from years in prison and a traumatic childhood in a dysfunctional and often unstable family.
Yeah, you can get parked there.
But family is family, and Daniel hasn't seen his in a long time.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
So, on the same day he was released from prison, after he visits campus...
Hey, little man.
His mother, Virginia, greets him, her arm around Daniel's 11-year-old son, who he hasn't seen in more than a year.
He's going to school, baby. He's going to be a college graduate.
One of Daniel's challenges, like many people getting out of prison, will be resisting the pull of his past. Home, family, for Daniel, it's associated with gangs, drugs, and pain. The tattoos on his arms, his neck, are a constant reminder, and one he's determined to shed.
It's not even art, it's just like gang tattoos.
Daniel tells his mom going to an elite college like Pitzer offers a totally different world.
I try to explain to you like how like life-changing it is. But
she's excited for Daniel. She even has a Pitzer bumper sticker on her car. But she's also worried about old influences, his old homeboys. They could derail him. You've got to stay focused, she tells him.
And it's up to you to finish for yourself and for your son. Because look at, there's no homeboys here.
Over the next few months, Daniel starts to set up his life on the outside. He gets a paid internship at the college, and he moves into an on-campus apartment with another formerly incarcerated student.
No, it's really heavy. It's books.
And last fall, he started classes in person.
My name is Miguel Pinker Salas. I always start my classes with music.
Outside of prison, Daniel is choosing his own course schedule, and a class learning about his Mexican identity was a top priority.
No problem.
No.
Ni un poquito.
Yeah, man, I know some Spanish. I just can't speak fluently.
That's fine. The class is not in Spanish.
Daniel is eager to throw himself into the experience of being a college student. But when producer Lauren Magaki and I check back in with him a few weeks later, he's having a tough time. There's so much newness. He's been so nervous about the experience, he's nearly given himself a panic attack. Plus, on campus, in his early 40s, with a shaved head and arms covered in tattoos, he sticks out. Daniel tells us it's not uncommon for other students to ignore or avoid him.
Overall, like in general, like in groups and stuff, like, it's really kind of hard. I go into the dining hall, you know, I usually eat like lunch or dinner by myself. And it's been a little tougher than that.
Even things like Google are overwhelming.
A lot of the sites that I click on have nothing really to do with what I'm looking for. I already got a headache from like just hitting roadblocks.
On top of all the stress and doing the readings and writing papers.
What's the progress on that right now?
Daniel's navigating visits from his parole officer.
So campus life is good so far?
Yeah, meeting people. Like,
he's making sure Daniel's hanging out with the right people, avoiding interactions with the police.
I'm going to test you, okay?
And getting him to pee in a cup for a drug test.
You're good, right?
Yeah,
okay. Let's test you.
Daniel knows his tendency is to retreat when he gets overwhelmed or nervous.
So I'm just trying to, like, get out of, like, my comfort zone.
He tries rock climbing, he's gone hiking, and he's found real joy at a club he'd never imagined himself in. Ballroom dancing.
I'm like 3 times already. They had bachata, tango or something, and then they had a waltz. Yeah.
What was that like?
Intimidating because like I only dance like when I'm alone, like goofing around and stuff.
When we visit him right before finals, Even Daniel's appearance has changed.
It's way lighter.
He's been undergoing treatments to remove his tattoos. His forearms, normally covered in dark black ink, are now a soft gray.
But I just wish it was off already.
By the end of the semester, Daniel finishes with nearly all A's. A more confident student, a more confident and comfortable human being. This May, he collected his bachelor's degree, the first in his family to do so.
Daniel R. Duran.
For Daniel and other formerly incarcerated students, this is a major accomplishment. But there are still some big questions. Where will Daniel work? How will he make money? At Pitzer, he's had the chance to rethink what his life is for. It's not just a life without crime. It's a life with purpose.
But I want to do something meaningful. I'm pretty sure I could probably get a job at a warehouse doing something. I don't know. But it probably doesn't have any kind of, like, meaning behind it, so.
But after dozens of job applications, so far, Daniel only has a stack of rejections for full-time employment. He knows going forward that just having a college degree, even from a school like Pitzer, might not be enough to overcome his prison record and the traumas of his past.
How I was raised and what had happened, and there's no getting around it. Everything that happened in my life is shaping like who I've become. And honestly, to tell you the truth, like, I love being me. I really do. Now I just got to embrace it.
That's very wise.
Yeah. Still working on some of it.
In the meantime, he says college gave him the tools and the information to navigate a world where you have to keep going, even when there are setbacks and delays. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Claremont, California.